Call Podcast
with your girls, Rafa and Jackie. Welcome back.
Hey, hey.
So we are finally postpartum.
Yes.
And how was that for you?
You know, I just want to say, if you ask me the day after perm how my perm was, I'm here to answer you. Like, I'll tell you about it. You know, It's fresh. It just happened. But if someone asked me on a Wednesday how my perm was, and perm was on Sunday, like, I'm not telling you. I don't know. I don't remember. That was also, so like, long ago. That was last year.
For me, I'm on Pesach already. Like, I'm done. What's perm?
You're done, you know? So I know that this is going to drop on a Wednesday, and you're going to be like, why are they talking about perm? We did say we would recap. So let's keep this, like, quick, Jax, you know? How was your perm?
My perm was nice. The best part for me personally was making time to daven, having my index card or post-it note for me personally, and just like setting aside, carving out that time in the day was such a game changer.
Yeah. Happens to be classic. Like, I didn't set that, like, that time out. I told you I would, but like, I didn't. And Hashem is just like, you know, Hashem always pulls through, because it ended up being that Zeb took the kids and I found myself alone with the sleeping baby by myself. And I'm like, oh, heaven. I just had all the nice chunk of time, made myself a good salad, and I davened, and it was amazing.
That's so really awesome and lucky, because like, I feel like that would only happen to you. Like, if I don't plan it, it's not happening. Like, there's no way I'm going to find the time.
Thank God. And you know, it was so nice to hear from friends and, you know, girls that we never even met yet, to hear how this was the first time that they made that time to daven.
Yeah.
It was so special. And I loved that. Loved it.
Yeah. Also, I think it was really helpful that you thought of the idea to write an index card. And then I thought of the idea to like discuss with your husband or whoever's in your house to make that time so that it actually happens.
Yes.
And everyone's like, wait, why haven't I been doing that? Like, of course we should be doing this. And like, I felt the same way. I'm like, I should be doing this. Like, this has made so much sense.
Like, we know that the potential of the day for tefillah. It's just like, it gets by, you know?
For sure. It's a crazy but day. Yeah, overall, there were definitely highs and lows. Like, we crashed at probably like 2:33, where like everyone just started crying.
Right.
But there were really fun times. I mean, I think everyone had a good parim. I was in bed by 8:30. So for me, that's a win.
That was very funny. Jackie was sending me videos from her Suda. Mm-hmm. And then my sister's like, hey, send me from like both of you. And I'm like, send me. Mine didn't start yet. You know, and like, there was such a difference between the videos of my Suda and the videos of Jackie's. And we're like, this just checks out. You know, like, this makes sense.
Yeah, like, mine was done, and I was showered and in bed by 8:30, and Bracha, like, just started sending me videos from her.
Yeah, yours was, like, laid outside, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, all in all, it was successful, it was good, and we're moving on. We had enough.
Moving on. Next year.
We made it through. All right, Bracha, are you ready for the hostage dedication for this episode?
Yes, today's hostage is our Bel Yehud, who is 28 years old. She was taken hostage with her boyfriend, Ariel Carrillo, from their kibbutz near Oz. And they've been dating for 5 years.
Wow.
Our Bell's brother, Doleb Yehud, was also taken hostage. He's 35 years old. And actually, I learned that he has 4 kids. And his wife, Sigal, gave birth.
And Doleb is still a hostage?
Yeah, they all are. Mm-hmm. But his wife had a baby, like, while.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, so terrible. So the family describes Arbel as someone that has a big smile. She's a very gentle girl. And she loves technology and space. That's cool. I've never heard someone, like, interested in space. It's really cool. She's a tour guide. And, like, she always tells the visitors about the stars and the universe. Like, she loves just talking about that.
So cool.
Mm-hmm.
Arbel is such a pretty name also.
Yeah. And Dolev, I hope I'm totally like butchering all these names. I'm so sorry. But everyone said that he's like such a sweet guy and like a family man. Mm-hmm. And he works for Magen David Adom. And he loves comedy and specifically comedy podcasts. So all of you guys. We're waiting for you to come home, and we're davening for you, and we hold you in our hearts every day.
Amen. And I hope this is the last time we need to dedicate it to a hostage again.
Okay. So please, we're waiting for you, and you're in our hearts.
Amen. All right. Our trending topics this week are food related.
Oh, yeah.
Our first topic is the never-ending cycle of cooking. And let's start with dinner, because dinner, I just feel like I'm always, like, dinner is on my mind every single day of my life. What am I cooking for dinner? What's for dinner this week? I actually started, me and Daniel started trying to, we're not super successful at this, but Sunday nights to make a meal, like, prep like what we're having each night. So at least it's not like the mental load of figuring out what's for dinner.
You're not sitting there like, what am I making tonight?
Yeah. I find the mental load of prepping dinner like really hard. So like, it's nice to like share that with someone. So that helps me personally.
Mm-hmm.
But as a Jewish woman, an unpopular opinion is that I really don't like cooking.
And that's hard, because like, how much of our time are we cooking?
Like, I feel like an apikores.
Are you really a Jewish woman? No, you're for sure not alone in that, Jackie.
Like, am I allowed to say that? I really don't like it. I hate it. I maybe
say anything
it.
Here at Such a Good Call podcast.
It just never ends. And honestly, like, I could do the food shop. I can get all the ingredients. I could prep the meals. I can make the menu. And then when it comes to cooking it, I'm just like, no, 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 no.
Right. So I'm the complete opposite.
Obviously.
Yeah. Like, once I'm cooking, once the food is like, I have everything in the kitchen, I have good music playing, good candle burning, like, have a good vibe going, I'm in a cooking zone, I'm good. I'm totally good. It's everything before that, that, like you just said, it's easy for you. That's the part for me. That's, I'm so last minute with the menu. I'm so last minute with the groceries, like buying everything.
Right.
And then like having to put all the groceries away. Like, until that all is the hardest part for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that makes sense. Honestly, we should swap places. Like,
yeah, and then I enjoy cooking. Like, once we should do that. You do all the like, oh my gosh, let's do that. You do all the shop. You do the menu.
Yeah.
You do everything. Bring it to me, and then I'll just cook us everything. Yes,
it's a master plan.
Yeah, but I'm like still like, I'm so self conscious even like having company. I'm always like, do I have enough food? Is my food good? You know, I have like davening the whole time, like putting good vibes into my food.
You know, I never got nervous that I didn't have enough food, because like, I always just felt like I had enough. And just recently I like started like waking up from nightmares, like I didn't have enough food, like
why,
like actual panic from it, like I'm so nervous about it now.
Interesting.
I don't know.
No, I've always had that fear.
Yeah, no, that's a new thing. I was never worried about that till now. Maybe because like I'm cooking for more people now, and like it's hard to gauge how much I need. Sometimes also like sometimes I find like all my food's gone, and then sometimes I find like I have so much leftovers, and it's so hard to predict when it's going to happen.
No, it's always different.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I know for cooking though, I if someone like gives me a recipe, they need to be on standby when I am making whatever they sent me, because if it's not extremely specific, like put the chicken in the bag, here's the marinade, close the bag and shake it and keep whatever it is. Like, you need to tell me so detailed what I'm supposed to do. Like, tell me as if I know nothing.
As if you're a toddler.
From a toddler, how to make this food. And then, yeah.
Wait, can I tell you the story about the first time I made chicken soup?
I don't think I know this one.
Okay, so.
I'm so excited right now.
Basically, I did not grow up cooking, like, at all. Really, really at all. I walked in the kitchen. My mom's like, get out of here. You know?
Yeah,
like,
same. It's nothing.
Not interested in being here. And like, so, like.
Noodles, nothing.
No, like, even when I was living, like, on my own in college, like. Deli sandwiches, peanut butter and jelly, like really not making any food.
Okay.
That was my extent of cooking. And then after I got married, it was definitely a gigantic learning curve. So I made a lot of mistakes.
Okay.
And I hope someone can relate to this, because I hope I'm not the only one.
Me, I could relate to this. Yeah.
Okay. Basically, I really liked my mother-in-law's chicken soup. So I asked her, I'm like, what's your recipe?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay, you're going to like buy XYZ. You're going to buy the chicken soup mix, and you're going to buy the matzo ball mix, and you're going to like throw in the chicken soup mix, throw in the matzo ball mix. And I'm like, okay, great. Mm-hmm. So I'm like cutting up all the vegetables, putting them in, throw in the chicken soup mix, and then I throw in the matzo ball mix. Like I open the package and I just like pour it in. And I'm like mixing the soup. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, whoa, this soup is so thick. Like,
oh my gosh.
This is so different than what I remember. And like chicken soup's usually like what's going on here?
Why does my soup look like one big matzo ball?
And like Daniel like is so excited that I'm actually making chicken soup, and he's like, no, it's so good, Jackie. The vegetables are amazing.
Oh my gosh.
And like, it's literally inedible. I'm like, what happened? Like, I followed all the directions. Like, what did I do wrong? So we like call my mother-in-law and she's like, wait, guys, you have to form the matzo balls. You have to like make them into round circles.
Oh, so good.
That's a throw in the matzo ball mix.
She didn't tell you. She has to say, you're going to put them in the fridge. I mean, it's not just make a matzo ball. Like, you need to tell me exactly how to make that matzo ball. And she completely skipped that step for you.
I couldn't
dump it in. She said, throw it in.
I could have read the box of directions of how to make a matzo ball.
The directions was whatever your mother-in-law told you. You know, like that was the direction.
Everyone's like, what were you thinking? When I tell the story, people are like, were you thinking the matzo balls were just going to form by themselves in the soup magically? Mm-hmm.
It sounds like crazy. I understand. I literally say, I'm Amelia Bazilia in the kitchen.
But like, I didn't realize it was making matzo ball. I thought it was like a flavoring. Like, I didn't know it was – that's how you make matzo ball.
That's hilarious.
Okay, so that's my humiliating story about making chicken soup.
So good.
Baruch Hashem, I've learned, and I do make chicken soup, and it's delicious. I use the Havastemps recipe. Shout out to Havastemp.
Yum. Oh, so you don't even use your mother-in-law's. You were like, I am done with this.
Traumatized. Trauma.
Yeah, never going back to you again.
No, I can't. It's too traumatic for me. But yes, it's definitely been a learning curve. And now when I'm cooking myself, I could just like throw in this, throw in that. Like, I like make up my own stuff. I'm not like, but also when someone's giving it to me, like I'm overwhelmed immediately. Like, it's too many steps. Like, I can't figure out if it's more than one bowl. No, not interested. Right. Like,
no patchkas around here for me.
No patchkas.
But also, like, I love when there's someone's like, it's not a patchka. It's so easy.
Oh, stop that.
Like, it's already a patchka. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I can't follow your 17 step, like, marinate overnight, then use, like, no.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
I need like quick, easy, good.
Yeah, dinner done's phenomenal. Hot, big fan of dinner done.
Yes.
Agreed. But I just like really don't enjoy the act of cooking. So my master plan now is I'm coaxing Daniel into believing he's like the best chef in the world. And like every time he makes anything, I'm like, I like round up the troops. I'm like, guys, tell Daddy this is the best chicken you've ever tasted.
Amazing. You need like, to make that again, Daniel. We all loved that.
Before he gets home from work, I'm like, guys, when Daddy gets home, tell him you love his chicken. You want him to make it tomorrow night.
So good.
So that's like my long-term plan. I can't with the like every single day. Like, why does it never end, the cooking? And like,
right? No, it doesn't end. And then it's like Shabbos, week, Yontif, Shabbos.
Oh, yeah. Especially when there's Yontif Shabbos. It's just like I live between my kitchen and the grocery store. That's my home.
Yeah.
It's really tough. But like I totally get that there are people who love it and like have time for it. Like, I think even if I had the time and like enjoyed it, I still wouldn't be like a pachka or like it's not really my personality to like go the extra mile.
I'm not. I like cooking though, but nothing like too crazy.
No, I love when people, like, I go to someone's house and I was like, oh my gosh, like, an individually wrapped, made, like, appetizer for each person? Like, how'd you do that? Then I quickly stop myself in my head and I'm like, why'd I even ask how'd you do that? Like, it doesn't apply to me at all.
That is so funny and so true. Also, like, I find that when I go to meals like that, these are, like, my thoughts in my head. Mm-hmm. Okay. Never have these people back.
No, never.
You're not getting this experience by me. And also like, I don't think I'm able to pull it off. Like, you have to be a certain type, like really confident. Like, my other friend, I was talking to her about this because I left this person for Shabbos and I'm like, it was just so fancy. And she's like, I honestly don't like when people do that because I don't want to eat what you just gave me. And like, now it's on my plate and like, I'd rather.
You're not, saying like, you don't have a choice with the appetizers.
Right. I mean, I never experienced that because I like food. I'll eat whatever. You know what I mean?
Wait, but I don't know who the friend is who said this, but I definitely feel that.
Right? Like, and I feel like I wouldn't want to do that to someone else. Like, I'd be like, how do I know that they're going to want to have whatever this is, right. You know?
Right.
And I also find that the people who are like so patchy with like, is it, did I even like, can you say that? So
patchy? The patchy girls?
Yeah. That they have cleaning help that's there. So it doesn't matter that there's like
right.
5 billion, you know?
Right. Yeah. I think that for me also, I want to enjoy the meal with everyone. So like, I'm very like, okay, I'm just serving. I'm not doing like, I don't personally do courses and I'm totally fine with that. Everything's coming out at the same time. So I could sit and enjoy and talk to you guys because yeah. I invited you and I don't want to spend the whole time in the kitchen. I don't want you guys standing in the kitchen with me for 30 minutes. Like it's right. Silly. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm just like, okay, we're putting the salad out. You can put it on a small plate. You can put it on a big plate. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not like, but also I appreciate, like, I definitely appreciate when people go above and beyond and like make these beautiful meals that are take a lot of time and dedication and pachka.
I think it comes down to like what we were talking about last time, like with the shakmanis. Like if that's your thing, then do it, you know?
Yes. I would rather.
And everyone will appreciate it. It's so nice.
I would rather do any other household chore. Give me any household chore. I'll scrub your toilets. Like, I'll literally do anything. No. I will organize your entire house.
No.
I'll mop your floors. I don't want to cook.
No. See, we need to have some system going. Because like,
I know. My friend loves cooking, and she's a really big foodie, and I obviously do not, and like we always talk about this, and she hates organizing and I love organizing. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, what we're gonna do is one week you're gonna make dinner for my family the whole week and I'm gonna organize your house.
I love that. The Jewish woman needs some sort of like kibbutz feel around here. Like, it's everyone perfect. Bring out their talents and let's all help each other survive.
No joke. Like, I can't do all of this stuff, so like someone help me do the ones I don't like.
Yeah, I like that idea for you.
Thanks. I think we're going to do it. Probably in the summer. I have more time.
It's also doable. Like, why not? You're going to go to her house. You're going to organize. And yeah, then you're going to pay the dinner and go home with it.
Today, so I'm going to ask her about that. We have to check in. But I will spend – my living room is facing my kitchen, and I will just spend – I don't even want to say how long, just staring at my kitchen saying, like, I'm not going in there. Like, I don't want to do it. I'm not doing
it.
And I
have to – It's rough because you have to go through that a lot, you know?
A lot. And it's like every day I'm just like, I don't want to do it. And it also goes into like different subtopic is prepping lunch. It's not just dinner. Like, I work and I have to bring lunch to work.
What do you bring for lunch?
On good days or bad days?
Oh, wow. Both.
If I am feeling energized and ready to get into that kitchen, then it's like a delicious salad with a protein in there and crunch and a dressing. Yeah. And it's really like, makes my day.
Yeah, but I would just say, you said if you're feeling energized, like for me, it's mm-hmm. not if I'm feeling energized or not. It's like, when did I last do a huge like grocery shop?
You know? Right.
So like, right after going like shopping, then I'm having like the best salad ever and right. all the best, you know? And then like towards the end of the week or whenever it is, I'm like, so what am I making from like
what's like a really bad
camp salad? It is.
What's a
camp salad?
No, what's a camp salad?
Like, that's like my salad when I'm like, oh shoot, I'm like out of everything. It's hearts of palm, corn, like everything that you have. You didn't make those in camp?
No, whatever's in your house, you're saying?
No, like in sleepaway camp, you would like bring like canned foods of hearts of palm and pickles and corn.
Yeah. Oh, so you just like whatever you have in camp.
I call it a camp salad. Yeah. It's like a carrot salad, and then you throw in either like tuna or feta, whatever.
Is that like a bad lunch day for you? Like, yeah. I didn't have time.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm impressed. My bad lunch is like two pieces of bread and like a packet of peanut butter that's not even spread yet, and a knife in a bag because like
I never eat that. Like, that sounds really sad. I would it's be so in the worst mood all day.
No,
it
would be hangry
because that would not fill me up. And I would have nothing to look forward to. Like, looking forward to your lunch is, like, so – I love that. Like, being excited to have, like, a nice salad.
Of course. It's just, like, the not mental load.
Like a lean piece of bread.
Also, like, I don't work near any kosher facilities that I can pick up a lunch if I'm in a bind. Like, I have to prep it.
Yeah. So it's as if like you're going on an airplane.
Yeah, like I have no other option.
You need to come prepared. You need all the snacks. You need everything.
You should see my lunchbox. Like I have like a bag that I bring all my lunch in. It has probably 20 snacks that's been in there for 3 months, just in case. What? Just in case.
Wait, I hear that.
I used to keep it in like in a locker at work. Like I used to like lock up some food just in case of an emergency. Yeah. Then I got nervous like bugs were getting in there and I just ended up throwing it out. Mm-hmm. So now I just like bring it back and forth every single day. And I don't need any of the snacks snacks, you know?
I have like in my car, like in the glove compartment, like emergency snacks for my kids in there.
That's so smart.
I think it's done. Like on perm, I was like, actually, this is so great. Let me restock here now.
Right. Just throw them back in.
Yeah. No, there's like times where I'm driving. I don't know. It's my parent, whatever it is. I'm like, we're hungry. I'm like, oh. It's
not
the bag of pretzels. You know?
Super mom.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that. But sometimes I try to start leaving something in there for me in case of emergency.
Right. Little Nugo bar.
Yeah, something quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wish I could like pick up a lunch every so often. But I feel like that really does get expensive when people like pick up lunch every day.
Right.
Jen, do you make lunch for your husband?
Like for during the week, you're saying?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. What do you have to say about this?
I have a lot of opinions.
Okay. Jackie's making a face right now. Like, I feel like that was a random question. And like, you were only asking it to me because you have what to say about this.
Yeah. Like, I need to say my part.
Okay. Like, go. Like, do like go.
Like I didn't care about your answer. I didn't care about what you had to say.
Yeah. Like who cares? Yeah. Like tell me. It's like I see that you have much to say right now.
I've had these conversations with other women where they're like, yeah, like I make my husband lunch every day. Mm-hmm. And I'm not judging that because everyone's situation is different. And some people like really get so much hana out of like preparing food for other people. Obviously, we've learned through this podcast that is not me personally.
Well, yeah,
but
that makes sense. You're sitting here saying that you don't like to cook. So obviously, that's not going to be like, you're not going
to. Right. That's not something that I'm like excited to do. And like, right. It takes me so much effort mentally, physically to like prep my own stuff that like thinking about another person, like that's so challenging. And like, we're both grown adults. Like I'm expected to prepare my own lunch. You're a grown man. You can prepare your own lunch. No, I feel like this is not
totally.
Okay.
I don't know. I think that there are probably women who don't work, or even if they do work, that like, that's their love language. That's like something that's nice and fun for them to do. And like, of course I want to do that for my husband. Not for because sure. Like you could do it on your own. Like they probably, why not?
Right. Right. I'm saying like in my household, we both work full time. We both have like demanding jobs. Like we have to be whatever. It's like a fast pace. And I'm just like, listen, you're an adult. And this is something that like there are other things that I can do for you that are nice. And this is not one of them.
That's okay.
But like, I don't know. Sometimes men
do you feel like bad about it? That like, I feel like I'm wondering why you're so passionate about it.
I just feel like sometimes from women, enable like they enable these behaviors that like a man doesn't know how to make lunch for himself because his wife's been doing it for him for 25 years. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, but you're a grown man, you can make your own lunch. Like let's give them an opportunity to learn something that he's completely capable of doing. Like we don't have to like there, I feel like there's some women who like shop for their husbands.
Jackie, the men are going to be like, there was someone making a mikvah strike, and now to do that podcast, they're making a lunch strike.
No, see, men, any men listening to this podcast, I'm telling you, I told you guys 100 times, it's not for you. I'm telling you, you're not going to like this. You're not going to like it. But it's honestly a compliment to men because I think they're completely capable of doing this on their own. I don't think women need to.
And I think that if you want to make your husband lunch, okay. If you're doing it out of love, sure. Do it. It's okay.
I've done it before myself. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to do. I'm just saying like there are men who literally like don't know how to buy their own pants and like make their own breakfast or lunch because like their wives do everything for them. And I don't think that's necessary. I feel like in a certain way, like men, we should like enable men to be able to do their own, like to be independent, you know?
Yeah.
But again, I'm not like
hating. Like, you got that off your chest?
I do. I feel like everyone's going to hate me for this, and I'm sorry.
Everyone's going to be like, Jackie, girl power.
And then like, and then all the men, I'm going to get like hate mail from men like, how dare you, my wife used to make me lunch every day.
I used to have the best meat steak wrap, you know? Like,
and I'm like, listen, men, you can do it. You could do it yourselves. It's a compliment. But you know, like I've had this in my house. Like, I'm like folding laundry. I'm like, Dan, like, can you fold like this laundry or whatever? And he'll be like, no, you're so good at it. I'm like,
oh, so you do that to each other?
Yeah.
I see where this is. So when he does what you're doing about the chicken, he's doing with the laundry.
Yeah,
you guys do this to each other.
Yeah, of course. He'll be like, you're so good. I was like, I'm not so good at folding laundry. Like, you could fold laundry. Why? I'm not picky about how you're going to fold your laundry. I'm
really
not
good at it, though. Yeah.
You're so good at it. Like, please, please. Okay, I got my rant out about making your husband lunch. Sorry for my hot take, everyone. Our next topic is food shops.
Food shops.
You know, I'm coming off of a traumatic food shop experience.
What happened?
I went to Bingo for the first time, and in my head, I knew, don't go the two Sundays before Purim. Don't do that, because it's going to be chaos, and you've never been there before. And don't take your whole family with you, because it's not a good idea. But I'm like, you know what? It'll kill 2 hours. We'll be fine. We were not fine.
Jackie, I told you that I was going to my mom on, what was it? It was a Sunday.
Yeah, it was the following Sunday you were going.
It was the Sunday right before Purim.
I warned you. I said, don't go.
Going on a Sunday, and it's a Sunday before Purim. Like, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm like, I have no choice, right?
Yeah.
It was a mechaya. I'm sorry. It was totally fine.
Bracha.
I was in and out. I also like knew that I wasn't doing like a big shop. I was just going for Purim. So I did that, got lovely things, worked out great. I left, and then my husband went back later and like did, because I wasn't able to, went and did like a normal shop. In and out. Right. I don't know.
I mean, the first mistake was bringing my kids with me.
Or maybe because you hyped it up so much that I was expecting
to
walk into a war zone, and I was like, oh.
No, I really did walk into a war zone. I'm not joking. Like, it was so overwhelming.
When you first walk in, they had like those like.
Yeah, so I had to like sign up for the guns. Like,
I tried signing up, but I couldn't. What is that?
You like scan all your items, and then you weigh your shopping cart at the end, and they just like, that's the whole checkout process. You don't have to wait online. They like weigh your stuff and check your gun.
I don't really get how that works, but even with all of that, it still was chaotic when you didn't have to wait on the line.
Yeah, I almost abandoned my cart 3 separate times. It was just
your kids. That's I think that's a killer.
My kids were whining.
I want this. I want that.
Yeah, my kids were whining. Daniel's like, check this price. Check this price. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so many people. I can't even see the prices. Like, I'm just sweating.
No.
I'm just like, get me out of here. Maybe if I went like at night.
I don't know.
It would be better.
I think some people like enjoy grocery shopping. Like, that's not me.
I do. I enjoy grocery shopping, especially Trader Joe's.
That doesn't count, though. Trader Joe's right. Doesn't count. And me and Jackie both went to Trader Joe's before Trader Joe's was cool. We're just saying, like, we both grew up going to Trader Joe's.
Yeah, like, I went with my dad, and like, I also like had snacks from Trader Joe's. My friends were like, "What is this?" I'm like, "It's my Trader Joe's pretzels." That was not a thing. That was not cool. Now, oh my gosh, my kids are obsessed with the Takis from Trader Joe's. Chili lime chips.
Too spicy, but like,
I don't like them.
I really don't like them, but I can't stop eating them. So I'm like, I hate eating them, but I can't stop.
No, but you can't do a full food. I think the problem with being kosher and doing food shops is you can't do, like, I don't know, maybe if you live in the Five Towns or something, but like, I can't do a food shop.
I think you definitely probably could in the Five Towns. I know what you're about to say. You can't do it all in the same store.
You can't do it all. I'm going to at least 2 to 3 supermarkets a week.
I have that here too. It's so annoying.
It's really frustrating. Annoying. And like timing it, like when, like I'd like to do it on Sunday so I'm set for the week, but then it kills a Sunday.
And then, like, I'll send my husband, let's say, and I can't complain because he's doing it. But he gets the wrong things from the wrong places. It's like, no, you're not supposed to buy that at that place.
No, Daniel's in the supermarket for 3 minutes and I get 17 phone calls. No joke. No joke.
Yeah.
And I'm just like he's asking like 10 clarifying questions. I'll send screenshots of each item I need. Like it's
specific.
It's not worth it sometimes, to be honest. This is like enabling men to do things. Sometimes it's not worth it. I can admit that.
Do you do delivery? Because I find that to be great.
I just started doing meat delivery. Like I get my meats delivered and I'm obsessed with it. I think it's the best thing that's ever happened to me. Mm-hmm. And I'd really like to get more into delivering because like when you're working full time, it's just really hard to figure out when to do it. And you want it coming to your house. You want to just eliminate the timing of like schlepping out to go to a food shop and schlepping the stuff back in. You know, it helps. Yeah. It's very convenient.
Right. So a meat delivery doesn't work for me.
Why?
Because I don't remember to take like the meats out to defrost. So I just have like a freezer filled with chicken and meats right now. It doesn't help me. So I'm really going to the supermarket every day.
So you have a freezer filled with chicken and meat and then you're going to the supermarket that day to get something for dinner.
Yeah, because I forgot to take it out in the morning. Like ask me right now, did I take it out? The answer is no.
I feel like there's a way to solve this problem though. I've done that too. I'm not saying like I'm perfect. I never do that. Like of course I do that all the time. But like I know if it's like 10:30, I didn't take anything out, I'll call Dan and I'll be like, hey, can you take out the chicken and put it in like a boiling hot bowl of water, and then by the time I get home,
I just need to get into a routine and like make it part of the routine. It's just not there right now, so I
think something you should work on this week, bracha,
yeah,
is to set a reminder on your phone, take out meat at like 9:30 or something in the morning,
right? Yeah,
and then you have time to make it when you get home from work.
No, that's the problem too. No.
Okay. So we have to work on your timing for cooking.
So I guess I have to do it the night before and put it in the fridge.
Correct.
And then it's ready
to cook it in the morning. Yeah. Like a reminder before you go to sleep at night. Did you take out the meat? Did you take out the chicken? Did you take out something from the freezer?
Okay.
Is that realistic?
Yeah.
Okay. That should work. But I want to do more food deliveries. Like I'd rather get all my groceries delivered. I do Costco and I do my meats delivered.
So Costco, can I just say, my thing with Costco is that it is more expensive when you deliver, like when you order it online.
Right.
But like, so I know some people are like, no, I want to go to the store. It's more expensive online. But I find, okay, the second I walk into Costco, it's already $200. Like I didn't even do anything. Like I just walked in. We're at $200. Okay. So if I like just order whatever I need on Costco online and I'm sticking to the list.
Right.
That only exists if I'm doing that online. The second I walk into that store, forget it. I save money doing online Costco orders.
Because you buy a bunch of things you don't need in the store.
I buy the whole store. Like I think that everything in Costco is free. In my mind, if we're going to Costco, I'm like, this is the best deal of the century. It's free. I'm buying it. The same way, I don't think this anymore. Like, I really don't think this anymore, but I used to.
Yeah.
If I was going to Trader Joe's, everything was healthy. It's right. Trader Joe's. So, like, of course, these are chocolate-covered pretzels with peanut butter and caramel, and I don't know what else. It's healthy, though.
No, it's healthy Trader peanut butter, caramel, chocolate.
It's Trader Joe's popcorn, so it's healthy. Like, I'm losing weight by eating here, you know? So, oh like, God. That was just my mindset. Like, Costco is free, and
Trader Joe's is healthy.
They're both not true.
That's good marketing on Trader Joe's, by the way, because I also think that.
Everything was just happy and healthy in there. Now I know they're happy. But
they're not healthy.
I'm gonna avoid those snacks.
There are items in Trader Joe's that you can make super healthy things, but not everything that they create is healthy at all.
Right.
But Costco, yeah, I get distracted by the clothing at Costco because I'm like, wait, like $10 for a sweater? Like this is amazing.
And they're brand new. The second you walk in.
Their jackets. I'm telling you, their costumes. I'm like, should I shop for Purim in August?
I actually got like an Ella Moss black sweater from Costco recently. It was comfy.
Yeah, Costco. I always order all my snacks Costco, but like regular
diapers and baby wipes only Costco.
Yeah. They have the best
Costco formula, but I just...
Okay, this is a different bit that we can do a different time, but part of it is when people in WhatsApp community WhatsApp chats say, like, are you at the grocery store? Can you pick something up for me? Like, is anyone at the grocery store? Yeah. The one place that, like, I, like, big red flag for me is Costco. Like, what one item do you need from Costco? A gigantic peanut butter, a gigantic pack of like waters. I'm not schlepping it for you. Like, everything's gigantic there. It's too much. I'm too scared of what you're going to ask me the one item is. So like, big risk for whoever is saying yes to picking up something for someone at Costco. You're a tzaddik.
You're a chesed girly.
Yeah, that's your chesed, and we're proud of you. Yeah. All right, so we can get back to this or move on, but let's discuss our sponsor for today. Bracha, are you ready for the sponsor?
In 2023, Kayla Haber-Goldstein decided that enough was enough and something concrete has to happen to fix the dysfunction going on in our divorce systems, creating the Aguna crisis. In August, she hosted the Aguna Asifa, 300 women in person, 50,000 online. Kayla brought leading rabbis to come speak to the women. Her goal was to raise awareness to the rabbis of the crisis. It worked. The very next day, they created a committee of rabbis from all over the world coming together to ensure that no one trapped in a dead marriage should be forced to stay. Mm-hmm. In October, they got to work taking on cases and involving the people that are needed to finalize. As of February, they have helped free 4 individuals.
Wow.
Kayla and the team of rabbis and lawyers noticed a recurring issue when rabbis were contacted to get involved in their community. They were hesitant. Although sympathetic, they didn't want to get involved. They didn't know exactly what to do. They were nervous politically and halachically. So with the help of Aura and Leib, Kayla is putting on another event. This one is called the Rabbis Asifa. 105 rabbis around the world signed up already, and Rabbi Lau, Ullman, Haber, and Reese will be speaking. It is on April 7th, and it is online, open to all Orthodox community rabbis. The goal is to create safe communities where marriages is not forced on anyone. One community at a time. From how to guide a couple starting the process to what to do if it escalates. Giving the rabbis around the world a central beast in that they can trust to tell them how to handle a case and to take responsibility. Together, we will solve this issue, one step at a time. Contact your local rabbi and ask him to sign up.
Okay, we spoke to Kayla before we recorded this. And just to make everything clear from that sponsor, is we want to reach out to our community rabbis and tell them about the Rabbis Asifa.
Right, so now that we have 105 rabbis, but she wants more. Like, she wants all rabbis on board.
Yeah, so that we can help with the Aguna crisis and also ourselves sign up so that we can be part of it as well.
Yes, I watched her last one live. I wasn't able to make it, so yeah. I watched it online. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. And yeah. Kayla, we're so proud of you. Keep going. She already said 4 individuals have gotten to get
amazing
from the work that she's doing. Everyone should go support.
Yeah, we'll have the link in episode description. Mm-hmm. And we'll post it on Instagram also.
Yeah. So please speak to your local rabbi about it and let's all make a change together. It's really important.
Really important stuff. Thank you so much, Kayla and the Rabbis Asifa for sponsoring our episode. Okay, back to meal delivery services for 1 second. Like, do you do any of those? Because I would like to, but I get a little bit overwhelmed by like
the only one that shopping. I have right now is Walmart Plus.
Okay, and do you find that like user friendly? I do not have that.
Yeah, no. I can only have things that are user friendly. I'm kind of like a grandma when it comes to a lot of these. Like,
me too. I feel like I have to get with the times. Like, I'm like
literally, and also the thing is that. It's made for somebody like me. And the fact that I'm not on in this, it's like, I'm very behind.
Just missed this generation. I feel like it's like right behind us. The one who's like really good at ordering food online, like groceries and stuff.
Right. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people have like got it. I really want to get the Target one because.
Target shipped?
Yeah. Because, okay. Yeah. First, can I tell you, Amazon lately has. So many things are fake. Do you know about this? There's a lot of like, if you're buying even like shampoo or creams, makeup, like do not buy makeup on Amazon, you guys. Really don't. A lot of times it's not real.
How do you know?
I'll tell you. So I have this cream that like I bought and it was so great. And then I got another one. I ordered it on Amazon. I'm like, why isn't it working?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time I realized like there's something up with this. And then I read the reviews and everyone's like, counterfeit, it's not real. So that was the first time I realized that. Okay. Then I'm in like Facebook groups for Korean like skincare.
Oh, don't get me started on the Korean skincare Facebook groups.
What happened, Jackie?
I told Bracha, like, I'm really interested in Korean skincare. Like, there's a few products I have, a few products I'm interested in, and I want to learn more. So let me try joining a Facebook group. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, cool. Send it to me. I'll also join it. So I'm like, great. So I'm like, oh, wait, actually, like, I checked the next day and I got declined. Like, they won't let me in the group. Like, and Bracha's like, wait, I got in.
No, it wasn't even like that, Jackie. You said I tried to get in and it didn't, they didn't let me. So then I said, oh, let me try.
Oh, right, right, right.
And then I was like, oh, I just got accepted right away.
So you've been accepted by this Korean skincare community and I have not. But then we realized it was because I didn't have a profile picture. So I edited a profile picture. Still didn't accept me because I think they think I'm like playing games with them. But I get all my information from Bracha now.
Yeah. So anyways, in this group, they talk about it a lot. Like, do not get from
Amazon.
From Amazon. Yeah. Like you can get it from TJ Maxx. That's like way more trusted than Amazon.
Oh, that's really hard for me because like I get my SPF, my tinted moisturizer on Amazon.
Yeah, no, I really wouldn't if I was, I wouldn't do that. Especially because yours is expensive. Like, don't risk it.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So when I can, I'll get either like stuff from Target when I can. I just avoid Amazon for stuff like that now.
I have never had a problem though. I've been ordering it for years.
But a lot of times you wouldn't even know.
True. So then why does it matter?
Because it's not actually working.
Oh, you're right. No, SPF is important. You're right. I need that to work.
Yeah. So we were talking about Walmart Plus. I guess that's why like I was talking about Amazon because I'd rather like get it from Walmart.
You'd rather get it for Walmart because why? You trust them more?
Yeah. But even so, also Walmart, like you don't have Walmart Plus, so I don't know if you're going to know what I'm talking about, but they also sell things not from Walmart. Like Zev,
yes.
Like a case of seltzer. I'm like, Zev, you know you spent $72 on that case of seltzer. Like you did. He was just like, I'm on Walmart and I'm buying seltzer. He wasn't looking at the prices. I don't know why it was $72 and came like 3 days later. You just threw that.
Because you think like, oh, Walmart, it's cheap, but like they sell things from other places.
It's annoying, yeah.
Yeah, I've done that with like items, like clothing items that I needed and I found on Walmart.com somehow. So and like, weird. It was weird, like costumey type things.
Uh-huh.
But okay, Walmart Plus is an option. I feel like Target Shipped is probably the best one.
Yeah.
But like... Going like when I'm in, I sound like but a grandmother.
But with Walmart, they don't like it's Walmart prices. Besides for like those weird ones that aren't sold.
Yeah, no, I won't fall for that. Like I'll be fine.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying it's probably cheaper than Target,
right?
Because it's Walmart.
That's true, but like I'm a grandma in the way that like I have to like walk down the aisles and see all the items. Like I can't like pick it all out. Like I have to see everything. Be like, oh, I actually need that. You know. Which it makes grocery shopping on an app a little bit more challenging for me, but I feel like I just have to suck it up because it's more convenient.
Well,
but
then I don't always think like, where's your anxiety level at with like needing it? You know, how badly do I need it right now? Is it worth it for me to go to the store? Or just like, it's annoying, but get a delivery. Maybe things will be wrong. Or
maybe it's like a skill you have to master. Like the more you do it, the better you get at it.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely didn't master that, but yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to. I think maybe I'll try one of those. I have Amazon Prime, but like I don't get groceries. Maybe I'll try one of those Walmart or Target. We'll have to discuss and see.
Okay, let's talk about meal trains. I think the amount of time you have a meal train is definitely different based on who you are and what community you live in.
Yeah, that makes sense for sure. Yeah.
I think when I was in Kew Garden Hills, they were much longer, like closer to like a month to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And now in my community, It's like really like 2 weeks, I feel like.
Well, also meal trains were a lot easier when you were living in Queens because you're newly married then. So you're making it like really for two people or like one little baby that's not eating. And then, you know, as you have more kids, you're moving into your house. So maybe that's why there's like just a bigger family in those communities.
That's a very good point.
Like it gets a little harder.
For sure. But like I think the concept of a meal train is really such a special part of, I guess, not necessarily our religion. Other religions can do meal trains, but I feel like we do it a little bit differently.
Yeah. And I mean, this is like a hard thing for me, but the fact that they're, it's just something that everyone does, you know?
Yeah. You're saying like it's hard for you to participate in meal trains.
Yeah. I feel like there is some sort of pressure, and like there are other mitzvos that like don't have a pressure connected to it, right? But like for meal trains, I feel like there is some sort of like, that's just like what everyone's doing and you want to do it. It's so nice, you know, but it's definitely, I don't think it's not, I have ADD and like for me personally, like it's a really hard mitzvah.
Right. Cause there's a lot of planning involved and like,
yeah, not even that. I just like, I have forgotten so many meal trains that I signed up for. So for me, I've come to the point where I'm like, it's so nice, but I don't think I'm helping anyone.
Right. Rachel, let me just tell you, you're not alone.
You definitely cannot relate to that.
I definitely can. I've forgotten probably more meal trains than you've forgotten.
No way.
For real.
Wow. Okay. Like, that makes me feel so much better. I was not expecting that.
Can't even talk about it because I have so much shame. That like, it's literally the most shameful thing. Like when someone, like I've gotten texts like, hey, like just wanted to know what time you're coming with the meal. And I'm like,
what? Oh my gosh.
Oh.
So then what do? You like quickly like call.
Yeah. Take out something. Place. Call the pizza place. Like,
right.
Your pizza is going to be there in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, man, the guy's running late. They're always doing that. But for me, I don't even know. I had one neighbor tell me, like, after the fact, like, by the way, you forgot my meal train. There's probably tons that I signed up for when I didn't realize that it wasn't my mitzvah. Yeah. And, like, they just never told me, you know?
Yeah. And it's really not my personality to forget. I set reminders on my phone. No matter how many reminders I set for myself, I'll, like, make a post-it note on my fridge, like, anything I could do. I don't know why I have like a brain block with meal trains. I had to take a break. I was signing up for like every single meal train I saw. And then I had to take a break because it's not helpful when you promise someone a meal. And you
exactly. So that's where I'm at. Like I literally always forget. But I really want it to be my mitzvah. Like every time I'm like, oh, I wish I was that person. And and like they put like the girls who like do it right, like put so much, you know, love in it, and you feel that.
Yeah.
And it's so nice, but it's just, it's not for me. I'll get you a really, really nice present, or like I'll send you for a massage, or you know, something else.
Right. There's other ways you can help out new moms, not only a meal train. And Baruch Hashem, like usually I find that meal trains like get filled up pretty quick.
Right.
I get a meal train, like I'll try to be the first one so I can like choose the thing. Do you have like a
what's the best day?
I do like, you know what? I think it depends if you want to do meat or dairy.
Okay. And how do you decide if you want to do meat or dairy?
Well, if I'm signed up for a Tuesday, you know, it also depends on my work schedule, you know.
Okay.
I actually love a Sunday night because you could go either meat or dairy on a Sunday night.
That's true. And it could be like something more chill also. Because you just had like a whole Shabbos.
Yeah, and like you probably have leftovers for Shabbos.
Right.
So like, enough, like you'll be fine, right?
Right. Or not though, if it's like a meal, I don't know. Yeah.
But if I don't have time for anything, it's Thursday night pizza night. I'm ordering pizza to your house. I'll tell you how the week goes. This is how the week in meal trains. A week in meal trains, if you will. Monday night is chicken, rice, and veggies. Tuesday night is baked ziti.
Wednesday night is TBD.
No, by the way,
and so is Thursday and Friday and Saturday.
Monday, Tuesday,
so Friday and Saturday isn't, it's just those are kind of open, like people are like
they're all TBD. Like
TBD, like is the worst, like as the person getting it and for other people who want to give it.
I know, but
like don't you have, like you just said Thursday, okay, fine, granted like Thursday's pizza, like that's pretty like classic,
right?
But if I was someone that like gave meal trains a lot, I probably would have just like my meal train meal.
Right.
Like my go-to. And I know what I'm going to give you and I'm just going to write it down so everyone's going to know. So you don't end up with a million big CDs and chicken with rice and meatballs.
Yeah. I mean, the right way to do a meal train, there is a right way. And the right way is to write exactly what you're going to make so the person can predict it and see like if they have to supplement for like this kid who won't eat anything or like this family member, you know, like depending on what the meal train is for.
Once they are determining what they're making, are they changing it? Like, are they going back in there and being like, okay, I determined it and it's going to be Taco Tuesday?
No, it's never determined. It always will to be.
It's just a mystery meal.
And also, like, it doesn't even matter if you go back and determine it. Let's say you're going back in the meal train, editing it like the day before. It doesn't matter because the person before you didn't go back and check it. And the person after you didn't go back and check it. So you're probably still having the same thing.
There should be a feature like Jackie just determined what she is going to make.
Oh, that's come back and check. That's a good call. Like the person who made the meal before on Wednesday night actually is making the same thing as you. Would you like to change your meal?
Right.
That'd be so helpful. Meal train needs an upgrade.
Also, like, I don't want to get into this whole thing now because I'm sure, like, we could talk about this, you know, a whole nother time. Mm-hmm. But I do have a condition when I'm pregnant that I am very, 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 very sick. Mm-hmm. And I had some really special friends this past pregnancy mm-hmm. who said, you need a meal train. And it really, like, saved my family.
Really?
So I literally like won't ever forget who was there for me during that time, who helped me, you know, and whatever, like having that meal train was so important. It was so needed. If there is anyone in your community that has HG or any illness, mm-hmm. like do a meal train. And I know that like postpartum, obviously it's helpful, mm-hmm. but I was thinking, like, once I have my baby, like, I'm fine. I don't need meal train. It's like, right now, I'm so sick.
When you're pregnant, you're saying.
When I'm pregnant, like, that's the time that I needed it.
Right. That's so true. Like, also, like, there are a bunch of different reasons to have meal trains. And it's also, like, probably, like, saved your shell and bias. You know what I'm saying? Like, one less thing for Zev to do. Like, one less
literally,
thing.
Yeah. Like, my husband was doing everything because I was literally out of commission. But, yeah.
For a long, long time.
Yeah. It's also funny. Someone was telling me, she was like venting about making a meal train and like she was happy to do it, but you know, it was annoying. She's like, I just dropped off my meal train. Mm-hmm. She had a nanny there. She had her cleaning lady there. She had her mom there. And I'm working full time with all my kids. And like, now my family doesn't have dinner, but I'm glad I made you dinner. Right. You know, like. Right.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard because like you want to feel like it's being appreciated. And sometimes we just do it because that's what people do, you know, whether you need the help or not.
Right.
But I think for the most part, like that sounds like the exception to the rule. I feel like for the most part, it is extremely helpful. Like,
no, of course it is. I know people who are like, I'm having a baby just for the meal train. Would you have that's like so if your meal train was open to your community, okay, like you're from your shul or something, like not just your friends?
Yeah, they do.
Would you be down for that,
like random people signing up?
Yeah.
If I know them and I'm friendly with them, I don't mind. If it's like
what someone if you don't know them,
you know what, now that I'm thinking of it, I think sometimes I've gotten meals from people I don't know
and you ate it.
I definitely have. And I ate it. Yeah.
I like, see, like, that makes me, like, it gives me the heebie jeebies. Like, I just, like.
No, that makes sense. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess I'm not so, like.
Like, I'm not down. Like, it's so nice of you, but, like, that, like, if I'm having a meal train, I'm just sending it. Like, please just send it to, like, my best friends, and, like, that's it.
You know why? It's because, like, I'm just so grateful to be out of my kitchen.
You're like, I will eat anything from anyone. Please send help.
Literally, like, roll it on the floor, put it in a tin, and serve it at my table. I'm eating it because
you're good.
I don't have to go to my kitchen. That's so sad.
Yeah, I know. You're like, this is great.
Yeah, but we really have to, like, myself included, we have to be better with the TBDs. Like, just determine it. Like, whatever.
Just determine it.
Like,
have your go-to meal.
have your go-to meal. Like, if it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do for everyone, because it's not nice to the people before you and after you. It's not nice to the person who's receiving it. And, like,
right.
The person who's receiving it can't say anything because, like, someone's doing chesed for you. Like, you can't be choosy when someone's doing a favor for you, you know?
Right. And also just want to say that if it's not your mitzvah,
mm-hmm.
then like that's okay too, and like I kind of wish there wasn't such a pressure. Like, there's enough that's girls true. That like this is their thing that like
right I wish know? We had a different version of meal train, which is like something people need like when they're sick or like when they're going through a tough time or like when they need a little help from the community. That's not only food. I feel like as right. Jews, we just throw food at the problem 90% of the time,
but also as Jews we have like a million different chesed like organizations yeah. that I'm sure that does exist too.
Yeah, I feel
babysitting,
like
take your kids.
I feel like the easiest chesed to do for us because we're in the kitchen 90% of the time anyway is a meal train.
Right. Or this happened to me like postpartum. I am like literally not a human. I'm in pajamas with spit up all over me. And then there's a knock on the door and like I forget that like, oh yeah, I'm expecting a meal train, you know?
Right.
So someone's husband came to deliver it and I'm like literally hiding behind the door and I'm like, you can leave it at this step, like thank you so much, like awkwardly, like I can't, like it was so awkward. I was like literally hiding behind the door.
Actually, like I mean my whole day is like waiting to see like when the person's gonna come, like if I have to, like because I'm not a human being, like I'm in like home clothes, I'm not ready to be seen in the public, you know?
Yeah, and then, I mean
like, coming to my door and I'm just like, okay, what time is this gonna happen, do I have what level of presentability can I pull off? And like,
well, it's smart that you think that way because I did it and then that happened to me. So
I just had a question for you, like if someone forgets your meal train, like it says on your thing, like deliver at 5, it's like 5:30, like nothing's there, like do you be like, are you texting the person being like, oh, just wanted to know, like
no, I'm definitely not. It happened to me, shout out, like you know who you are and I love you. But she's also an ADHD girly and like I'm like, obviously she forgot because this is not our mitzvah and yeah. I love you for signing up, but I knew that you were going to forget just like I would forget, like we're the same person, you know? So no, I didn't tell her, I didn't want her to feel bad, and also I was fine, like I had like what to give my kids and my, you know, my husband, it was fine.
That's what I'm saying. Like, usually people are fine. It's pretty low stakes. They usually have leftovers from the night before. Like, it's okay, but like...
Like, worst comes to worst, just put up chicken nuggets. Which, right. By the way, every single night people, like, brought chicken nuggets.
That's
what for nice. My kids.
That's really too. Nice. So, like, people have called me when I've forgotten my multiple times I've forgotten. I one time signed up for a meal train, forgot, re-signed up, and then forgot again. That's how bad.
Oh my gosh.
That's when I realized I needed to stop. Like, it's not nice. It's not helpful. Like, I need to take a break from meal trains for a little.
Literally.
Oh my gosh. There was one time where I was supposed to deliver a meal train on a Thursday night. And then I literally woke up in the middle of the night on Friday night. I screamed. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
I forgot the meal train last night. And wait, it gets worse. It gets worse. We were eating with them for Shabbos lunch.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I remember this. And then what happened?
I came in like literally on my hands and knees. I'm like, please.
Wait, it was a Friday night you just said?
No, I forgot Thursday night. Friday night, oh. I was in the middle of the night.
I got you.
I didn't even apologize. I didn't hear from them.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing them.
Oh my gosh.
Lunch.
Okay, so she ordered her own pizza.
Of course she ordered her own pizza. And like,
not
she
that crazy.
Anyway, and it was totally fine. But like, I was so, so upset. Like, it ruined my whole Shabbos. I was like, I can't believe I forgot. I can't believe I didn't even remember till there's nothing I could do about it on Friday
I'm
night.
I'm shocked, you know? That this happens to you. Like, totally didn't expect that.
I know. It's such a weird thing. It's so not like me. It really like irks. Like, it really like throws me off. Like, when this happens, I really get upset about it. I'm still upset about it. Like,
I hear that.
It's like,
oh, you feel bad. It's awkward.
I just feel so bad. Like, I really wanted to help and I really didn't, you know, like I did the opposite of helping. I told you I was going to help and I didn't help.
My friends that are like so into this mitzvah, like they really go all out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I wouldn't be surprised if they're making like sourdough and you know, like the most beautiful dessert.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Like I have a friend also, like anytime if there's like a girl baby, she'll send pink cookies. If there's a boy baby, she'll send blue cookies, like with her whole meal. I'm like, that's
right.
So
of course. Cute. So cute.
Yeah. Or like the, someone will put like a drink in there. I'm like, oh, I didn't even think of a drink. Like a whole seltzer bottle. Thank you so much. I'm just like literally like
no, main so nice. I know. And then it was like me when I didn't know about what a meal train, like how hard people go, you know, and I'm just like, here's, you know, a regular meal.
Right.
Now I feel like that's the most Nebuch meal, you know, meal train ever. I just didn't know.
I mean, it's fine. I feel like as long as there's enough food, it doesn't matter how nice or not nice you present it. Like, I don't really care. Like,
right.
It's food is food. I mean, that's how I'm not like particular.
As long as it's coming in like tins that I can throw out.
Disposal.
And clean up easy. Yes.
Yes.
You know, no cooking, no mess. Like we're golden here.
Yeah. We don't have to like return the Tupperware or something.
By the way, like when someone gives you that, I'm just assuming that they didn't want it back. I didn't like call them and say, like, was I supposed to do that?
I don't know. Like sometimes people are like, oh, just let me know when I could come pick it up.
But that's different. They're telling you. But if I gave it to someone, I probably like I wouldn't expect that back.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Maybe they were. I don't know these things.
But basically, like. I had like 5 tins of baked ziti in my freezer for like months after a meal.
Oh my gosh.
Also, like sometimes people determine it and they just do like 10 days of baked ziti. Like nobody cares. Like that's
meaning like she saw that you had baked ziti every day and she's like, she must love this. If everyone's baked, maybe that's Jackie's favorite.
Jackie loves baked ziti.
I'm just going to get in on that.
Well, my favorite thing to do is like I'm in the hospital like waiting to leave and I'll go through my meal train. I'm like, Daniel, we're going to be so full of TBD this week. we're going to be stuffed with TBD. Like it's going to be so good.
Best TBD.
Best TBD ever.
Okay. Bracha. We've gotten recommendations from
suggestions.
We've gotten suggestions from people to do a new segment called Good Call of the Week.
Sorry, I'm holding the microphone and I didn't sing this whole time. So
Rafa sings 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Literally just sing everything that I don't realize it and it's so embarrassing.
So our Good Call of the Week segment is going to be like from listeners, a Good Call of the Week. So you could email us at suchagoodcall@gmail.com or message us. DM us, I'm so old. DM us on Instagram at Such a Good Call. So how this was going to work is that like, you guys will put in your good calls of the week. You'll let us know and we'll read one as good we record. Good call of the week. And so our good call this week, we like had a conversation earlier in the week. We're like, oh my God, such a good call. Is made up. Men's jobs.
Made up men's jobs. Like what, Jax?
Like what? So the example we have is Brock was on speaker and I was talking to Daniel and he was talking about someone and I was like, oh, what does he do? And he's like, oh, he works in hospital systems.
And I was like, hospital systems? Like
hospital systems?
Is he like a nurse? Does he work like what in the system is he doing?
Where is he in the system? He's a surgeon. He works at the front desk. He does the computers. Like where
is he
in the system?
The hospital?
Hospital systems is not a job.
Like was the system part necessary? I don't know. I'm like, okay, you're in the education system or like you just say that you're a teacher or
right. But like
but that's the only time I've heard system connected to something.
No, he's in hospital systems. That does he's definitely not a doctor. A doctor's not saying I'm in hospital systems.
He's telling you he's a doctor.
It's the weirdest thing. Like that's definitely not a job. Like be clear on what. So what do you do every day? You hold up the system with your own two hands? Like what does that mean?
Yeah, I still don't know.
Also, hospital systems are all messed up. Like, I'm waiting in an emergency room for 3 hours. So if you're working in hospital systems.
Well, we know who to blame now.
Do better, hospital systems. Seriously. I have a gripe with you. Let's talk about this. Like, I have no idea what you do if your job is hospital system.
But there are a lot of men's jobs like this that.
Yes. Another example I have is headhunter.
A headhunter. Okay.
A headhunter. What does a headhunter do?
I don't know. What do they do?
In my opinion, they go into the city. They take the train into the city because it's in the city.
Of course.
They take a machete or a gun and they're decapitating people.
Like, only their heads.
Just their heads. They're hunting just for heads.
I found the head.
They come home to their wives and they're like, I got a good one today, sweetie.
I am the best headhunter in the city.
Didn't know they allow hunting in the city, but like, okay, I guess do your thing. But seriously, like if I'll sit down and be like, so like actually day to day, what do you do? Like, can't get a straight answer out of any of these people.
I have a team, you know.
Yeah, we work on the team. We collaborate on the – and they just use a bunch of like buzzwords that don't actually mean anything.
And I'm just like,
hey. Yeah, cool.
Sounds nice.
So that's our good call of the week is made up man job. Good call of the week. And we're so excited to hear from you guys next week about what you guys
– Be on the lookout for your good call of the week.
Yeah, we'll be on the lookout.
Well, Jax, this was so fun.
We should really do this again sometime.
Thanks for listening, guys.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.